next item is BZ Builders Office, conditional use 1618, site plan on Road 381A.
This is a site plan for a contractor's office, a storage of lumber. Conditional use was approved by the council September 13th of 2005, with 11 conditions. Those 11 conditions are all referenced on the site plan. It's a 4,000 square foot office building, 6,000 square foot storage building proposed. The setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. 20 parking spaces are required and provided. There are 11 spaces that are located within the front yard setback, which are subject to site plan review. Site septic and well proposed, and we've received all EDC approvals.
That was Zonka's application, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's BZ through me on.
Did, Mr. Chairman, didn't we address the issues of these front yard setback going to public hearing? How about that issue was addressed?
In what regard? What's your?
In terms of you know, not allowing the front yard setback. Am I missing that? I thought we were talking about having those spots relocated.
Mr. Abbott's checking as we speak.
It wasn't a stipulation.
It was not? Okay.
Not on this one, no. The last will be next. A couple ones you've done recently has been addressed.
So, I know, I'm the one who usually gets heartburn over that stuff.
It looks like there's plenty of space.
It's not like there's not plenty, like, there's not, it's not like there's not plenty of space for the. This is a relatively rural area, is it not, Mr. Smith?
It's off Wilga Cemetery Road. It has another few conditional uses in the vicinity, but yeah, I would say be characterized as a rural residential. It's not a heavily traveled road. It's, you know, what the other commissioners would care to give feedback, and I'll prepare a motion.
I just have a problem with starting out allowing businesses to encroach upon that front yard setback, especially when there's not an issue of hardship or that there's not other areas, you know, surrounding properties that have the parking in the front like that.
They moved it right away back. Took out that out. Relocated.
Yeah, there's the sign. It's maybe relocated here, but it's still in the right of way. It's going to be.
Yeah.
That's a fence. Is it proper? Is that strip laid in?
It's a new problem.
Laid in the original.
Not one of the conditions of.
Relocate this one, relocate that one.
Yeah.
No, that's relocate. This is relocate.
I don't remember it coming up at the public hearing about it being a.
Basically the same. There were the same plan that was submitted at the hearing. There were 11 spaces.
Mm-hmm. But I remember.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
Rick just pointed out something that they've got a relocated sign still in the right of way of the state right of way. It's got to be moved so it's on the property.
Right. It's just moved. It's moved from the entrance, but it's not moved out of the right of way. Right above the cemetery and Wilga Cemetery Road.
In quick response to Mr. Johnson's discussion of the parking in the front yard, it's up to the commission whether they can park in the front yard. And this is a conditional use. You still could add that as far as site plan review is conditioned. And Rick's note that says relocate sign, relocate guy wire, and then it says relocated sign, and it's right in the middle, it's in the state right away. It can't be there unless it's a state sign. It can't be the applicant's. We'd have to set back.
In fact, there's a representative of the applicant here. Do we want to hear from him?
Sure.
Gentlemen. Yes, sir. Please come up. Give us your name and address.
It's a state sign.
It could be.
If we some of this out for you.
My name is Kevin Smith. I'm with Kircher Engineering. And as far as the sign, it's a, I believe it's a speed limit, or it's a DelDOT maintained sign.
It's not the developer sign.
It's not a developer sign. It's a, it's a, should have been specified what type, maybe speed limit, stop sign ahead. And as far as the parking, like you guys said before, it was not stated at the preliminary hearing.
It wasn't a stipulation at the hearing, but the commission does have the ability to place that stipulation.
Right, I understand that.
Did that present a particular hardship to you?
I'm not sure. As far as the septic area, we may have to relocate it to an odd area that's nowhere near the building.
Why not just move the proposed one-story building closer to the building line and put the parking behind it and make the nine-space parking lot a 20-space parking lot? You have the same number of spaces. It's all behind the building.
That's something we can surely address if requested.
If it's requested or stipulated.
I mean, it gets you the same number of spaces in a narrower drive.
You already got 25.
Fire marshal is not there like that.
Huh? You still go around three sides of it, right?
Kevin, the proposed one-story storage, the lumber building, showed a 25-foot space between the driveway and that building.
Right.
It looks like it's parking almost the way it's laid out. Or is that loading?
You forgot to mark this parking space.
It's right here.
That's loading.
That's for loading, okay, that's because of lumber. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Anything else for the applicant, gentlemen, while we have him here? All right, sir, you may take a seat, but don't go too far.
The shed?
Yeah, they're going. They're to be removed.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1618, the site plan, BZ Builder's Office. My motion is for approval with the stipulation that the 11 parking spaces shown on this plan located within the front yard setback be relocated out of that front yard setback.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve BZ Builders Office conditional use number 6.
Hold on a second, because what they're asking for is final site plan approval, and we can't grant that if with conditions. I mean, you either have final or you don't.
Been approved as a preliminary?
Has it?
Can it be approved as a preliminary or?
Be revised preliminary.
Yeah, revised preliminary. That would come back.
Okay. Well, how should they come? What needs to be said?
Well, I think probably.
Or just deny it and have them resubmit it.
Yeah, that's probably the way to do it, is deny it, have them resubmitted. If it's going to be that the parking's got to be relocated at the front setback, that you do that, you did not have them resubmit it with a revised final site plan to show the parking relocated out of the front setback. Or you could table it. I mean, it's either way, it's the same result.
I would prefer to have it tabled,
yep.
Because it's certainly clearly the gentleman certainly would have done whatever we asked him to do the first time, and we didn't ask him, so he didn't do it. So I don't want to create any an adverse situation for him. So go ahead.
Chairman, I'd like to revise my motion regarding conditional use number 1618, the site plan, BZ Builders, Road 381A. My motion is to table the site plan at this time and have the engineer or the applicant resubmit to the commission based on what he's heard at the public hearing today.
Should
this is not a public hearing.
Yeah, and let's have it specific so that the parking's relocated out of the front.
Yeah.
Should it be that they're
the
that did not grant the waiver for parking in the front? Should there be any reference to that?
I don't know that it's actually a technically a waiver anyway.
Okay.
I mean, the way the ordinances reads. I would just say, like we talked about, that it should be tabled so they can resubmit.
Table for resubmit a plan.
Okay.
Table.
But reference in the motion that the plan needs to be resubmitted so that to show the parking out of the front yard setback. Just so it's clear in the record in the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, to clarify the motion of conditional use number 1618, the site plan, the motion to be indicated, my motion is for table at this time, clarifying that the 11 spaces shown on this plan located in the front yard setback to be relocated.
So moved and seconded to table BZ Builders Office conditional use 1618 site plan at road 381A to allow the applicant to submit a revised preliminary site plan reflecting the parking spaces shown in the front setback being moved to another location and no parking shown in the front setback. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.